So tragic news of the death of 26-year-old entrepreneur Jake Miller. He died this week while working in Kenya. Will be remembered as the founder of Unfiltered and Umfa, both of which he started as a teenager. Ran into some trouble with Unfiltered, ended up selling to his business partner Jamie Beaton, Crimson Education founder, of course, Jamie Beaton, who is with us from New York. Good morning.
Thanks, Mike. Great to be here.
And very, very sad to catch up in such trying circumstances. This is shocking news.
It's just terrific, to be honest. You know, I know you've been a big fan of Jake for many years, and as have I, and it's a real tragedy for someone with so much talent to be lost in these circumstances. It's just crazy, honestly.
What happened, do you think?
I don't want to speak for him, but I think, you know, Jake really gave it his all to build some awesome organizations, put himself out there, and he encountered some challenges, some stumbles along the way, and a lot of the, I think, negativity that really, you know, feeds around failure in New Zealand probably played a bit of a role in his psychology. And I think he probably felt quite isolated. You know, I don't want to speak for him, but I imagine that he was just trying to come to terms with some of the challenges with Unfiltered. And yeah, he found himself in a difficult situation.
What's your advice when you're a young person who strives to do well and you've got an entrepreneurial spirit and you live in a world where tall poppies are cut down?
I think it's critical that you build a support system. In my case, it's my family, my partner, many of my peers at Crimson, our investors, our board. You really need to have a close-knit community to be there for one another, particularly during the challenging times. It's all very easy when things are going well. But a lot of the time when you're building these kind of ventures, you know, there's plenty of hard, trying times where you're really not sure how things are going to work out. And, you know, it's at those moments where you've got to have that peer group around you. You also need to kind of embark on these things eyes wide open. And you need the people around you that really understand you and can probably see past any guards you're putting up, because sometimes you do feel the need to be quite, you know, optimistic and, you know, and that ambition and inspiration is critical for the team. So I think that's some of the key parts.
I'm glad you said that. It's important to reach out, isn't it? Because when you're under pressure, when you're a name, when you're a tall poppy, reaching out, you want to be surrounded by mentors and big brains and lots of experience, don't you?
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, people are really happy to help, but it is really scary to ask sometimes. And a lot of people that try and give these ventures a crack, they've had a lot of success in their life up to that point. But a lot of these ventures do fail, right? And sometimes to come to grips with that challenge.
Jamie, appreciate your time very much. Jamie Beaton out of New York this morning.